Ryan, we have had a lot of economic data come out in the last week or so, and the past week has shown far greater than usual volatility in the equity markets, both here and abroad. So first of all, as we look at all this volatility, do you see this as sort of a normal market correction, or do you think there are deeper factors at play?
I think what people need to do is calm down. My goodness. We've had some very good GDP numbers paired with some not so good employment numbers. The Federal Reserve made a big non-decision to leave interest rates the same. Stock markets have been very volatile, up and down over the last week. But really, even with all that volatility, the Dow Jones is up at least 3% on the year. It's tripled in the last 15 years. Those of you with retirement accounts should be very pleased and not at all concerned about recent volatility. The economy likely will not tip into recession. Things are not perfect, but they are very good. So I would urge people to just take a deep breath and calm down a little bit.
It's very difficult sometimes to get traders on the markets to calm down, but you're looking past just the transitory volatility of the past week to some of the deeper numbers. What somewhat triggered all of this, last week, the unemployment rate came out for the month of July. The number of jobs created was far less than expected. Your thoughts on those statistics?
Not great, but also not apocalyptic. 2 months ago, the unemployment rate was 4%. That turned out to be the end of a 30-month streak, almost 3 years, where the unemployment rate was 4% or below. That hadn't happened since the Lyndon Johnson administration. That is a long time for unemployment to be that good for that long. We've since moved from 4% to 4.1% and now 4.3%. And for context, anything under 5 is pretty good. So unemployment is moving in the wrong direction. But at the same time, the economy still created jobs on net. 114,000 people on net entered the labor force. That annualizes to more than 1 million new jobs per year. That's a little slower than population growth, so it's not great, but it's not like the economy is shedding jobs either, and growth is still very strong. A normal reading is about 2%. 2 weeks ago when the numbers came out, growth wasn't 2%, it was 2.8%, so almost half, again, as high as a normal reading. That's pretty good.
We have sort of an interesting juxtaposition here, Ryan. As we survey and talk to a number of employers, we continue to hear that they can't find qualified employees, and there's a difficulty in filling jobs that are available, yet the unemployment rate keeps going up, which would seem to indicate that there's workforce out there. Do you know what is contributing to that disconnect?
There are several things. There are, as of right now, about 8 million job openings out there. So if someone is sitting out of the labor force, there are plenty of jobs out there for them in every part of the country. At the same time, I think some people are still sitting out of the labor force from COVID. If you look at the labor force participation rate number, which I think is actually more important than the unemployment rate, that's still just a touch below what it was before the pandemic. I think it's 62.7 or 62.8%, so a little less than two-thirds of working-age Americans are working. It's been as high as in the 70s in the past, but 62 and change is where it's been for the last few years. There are a lot of obstacles, such as occupational licensing regulations. We're keeping out a lot of our immigration policies, keeping a lot of willing workers out to fill up some of those jobs and also become new consumers who consume things that people can create. So if you combine that, just take away some regulatory frictions, it would make it easier for people who are now sitting out to enter the labor force and take up some of those 8 million job openings that are still out there right now.
There has been efforts ongoing now for a number of years by the Federal Reserve to bring us to a so-called soft landing here as we try to dial back from the super high inflation rates we had a couple of years ago. Ryan, there's now been a lot of talk of recession that had sort of gone away for the last year or so, but the last week or two, folks are talking about a potential recession. Do you see that on the horizon? Are the numbers suggesting we may be possibly headed in that direction?
It's possible, but my guess is not. There was one recession indicator involving the unemployment rate that set off, but even the person who invented it said that she thinks, in this case, that's a false alarm because all the other economic fundamentals are in good enough shape. So possible, but unlikely that a recession is on the way. The trouble is people are really pessimistic about the economy. There are polls showing that even right now, with, like we said, growth is about half again as strong as normal, a majority of Americans think the economy is in recession right now. Usually it takes 6 months of the economy actually shrinking for it to trigger a proper recession. So if times are reasonably good and most people think the economy is in recession, that's something is off there.
I've referred to that as a kitchen table recession because regardless of the fact that the inflation rate has come down, folks are still dealing with over 20% cumulative inflation and having difficulty buying a new car, buying a home because of interest rates. As you alluded to a little earlier, the Fed did nothing in July. Are we now seeing signs from the Fed that an interest rate cut is likely to occur, if not by September, before the end of the year?
Yes, I think in September. They meet every 6 weeks. The next one is September 18. They are almost certainly going to make a cut. The question is it going to be a 0.25% cut or a 0.5% cut? Now, that in itself is not a big deal. But one thing that does have me worried is that the Fed said they're going to start paying attention to the labor market, not just on inflation. And that's a problem because they can do one thing well or they can do two things poorly. And they're starting to do the two things poorly. That's when we get into trouble. When the Fed just focuses on inflation, like they have for the last 2.5 years, they've done a pretty good job. And an interest rate cut, you know, given the way conditions are, that might be the right move. But if it's part of a larger campaign to stimulate the economy, that's just going to backfire because that stimulus causes more inflation. And that could stick us like we had in the 60s and 70s with long-term high inflation. That's worse than any short-term recession.
We have been talking with Ryan Young. Ryan is a senior economist at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Give us a website where folks can go to read your very frequent writings on these topics.
Our website is CEI.org. The Competitive Enterprise Institute is a Washington-based think tank. We focus on all things having to do with regulation and opening up opportunities for regular people. The website is CEI.org.
Ryan Young of the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Ryan, thank you for being back with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Loman.